share with you what I said, Parshas Pinchas. The pasuk says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, Heshvet Chamasim Yal B'nei Yisrael, Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, reversed my anger from upon B'nei Yisrael. So Rashi says, why does the pasuk have to say Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen? We know already from the previous parsha who Pinchas is. Says Rashi, the tribes were degrading him. That he's a ben puti, that he's a descendant from Yisroi. The fikach ba'akos of Yichsoi achar Aharon. That's why the pasuk came and listed his yichus that he is a grandson of Aharon. In the next pasuk, it says that the reward that Pinchas received for performing this act of heroism, that for him and his descendants after him, there will be a covenant of kahuna. Pinchas was zoicha; he wasn't a kohen until then. Pinchas became a kohen only once he killed Zimri. And now he and his all descendants after him will be kohen. So we see from here that as a result of Pinchas' act, he was rewarded that, number one, that the Torah is miyachas him after Aharon, that he now received a connection to his forebears, and he also received a reward that he and his descendants after him will have a connection, and there will be a connection of kahuna. So there was a double reward here, that Pinchas was now connected to his forebears and connected to the future generations. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, to his forebears, that his descendants will have a connection to him. So we need to understand why is this reward, why is this the befitting reward for Pinchas' act of killing Zimri and Cosby? That he should be zoiche to be connected to his forebearers and to his future generations. And interesting, we know that Pinchas became Eliyahu HaNavi. And what is written by Eliyahu HaNavi? Ve'heshiv leiv avois al bonim leiv bonim al avoisam. He will return the father to the children and the children to the father, which is exactly the same thing that he received. That he was now connected to his forebearers and to his future generations. So this can't be an accident. What is going on over here? The pasuk says, V'shem ishi Yisrael hamuka, asher hikas hamidyanis, Zimri ben Salu, Roish Beis Av Lashimon. The name of the person that was smitten was Zimri ben Salu, Nasi Beis Av Lashimon. He was the Nasi of a family. Beis Av means a family. To Shevet Shimon. Nachsam Sefer asks, Rashi says that he was the Nasi of the entire Shevet of Shimon. Right? V'horeg Nasi Shevet Mi'Yisrael. And the Gemara also says, that Zimri ben Salu was Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, which was the Nasi of the entire Shevet. So why does the Pasuk say that he was Nasi Beis Av Lishimani? He was just the Nasi of a family in Shevet Shimon. At the end of the previous parsha, it says that at the time when Zimri was committing this sinful act with Cosby, it says that the rest of Klal Yisrael were crying by the opening of the oil moed. So the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says that Hayu Koyrim es Shema, that they were reciting Shema. That's what Klal Yisrael was doing. So we need to understand, if it was a time for Kriya Shema, so then why wasn't Pinchas saying Shema? And if it wasn't the time of Kriya Shema, so then why was everybody else saying Shema? It seems that only Pinchas was the one not saying Shema, and that's why he reacted. In Parshas Vayetze, the pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu says to Hashem, "V'chol asher titan li aser asrenu loch. Whatever you give me, I will tithe a tenth for you." The Chasam Sofer says over there that if you multiply the word kol, which is kaf lamed, if you multiply it by 10, so the kaf is 20. So if you multiply it by 10, it's 200, which is a resh. If you multiply the lamed, which is 30, by 10, that's 300, that's shin. So it's resh shin. Resh shin is rush. The word rush means impoverished. If you take the word lach, which is lamed chaf, it's exactly the same word as kol, just reversed, and you multiply it by 10, so then instead of rush, you end up with sar. Sar, which is a minister. So he says, v'chol asher titan li, when you give me the kol, aser asran ulach, I will multiply it by 10, but not 10 times loch, but not 10 times kol, I'll multiply it 10 times of loch, which is a sar. Instead of being a rush, I'll be a sar. That's the words of the Chasam Sofer, and he really doesn't explain. And I'd like to perhaps offer an explanation. Now, we know that by Klal Yisrael, the day follows the night. Meaning our day starts with the night. And then comes the following day is the second part of the day. By the nations of the world, the night follows the day. I mean the day starts from the morning and includes the day and the following night. What is the reason for this? So I believe the reason is that Klal Yisrael, we are a nation of Emunah. Meaning that we live our lives understanding that we don't need to understand. We don't have to see in order to believe. Our expression, our declaration of Emunah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, Yisrael. And we actually cover our eyes. When we say Shema Yisrael, we cover our eyes. Meaning, despite the fact that everything in the world might seem to contradict what we believe, we don't need to understand. We cover our eyes. We don't need to see. We hear. In the merit of Klal Yisrael living their lives on a level of shmiah, of listening instead of seeing, we are zoiche. We merit that la'osid, when the time will come, that we will retroactively will be able to see and understand everything. So by us, the night comes first, the time of darkness, the emunascha ba'leilois. That comes first, and that is followed, that will be followed by the day. By the nations of the world, it works the opposite. The nations of the world are not willing to believe anything that they don't see. They're not willing to accept anything that they don't understand. They need to see. And they truly believe that what they see is the truth. But la'osid lavai, they will realize that whatever they saw wasn't true. And that that they lived their lives in total darkness. So by them, the day comes before the night. Now they think that they see everything. But la'asid lavai is when chayshech will befall them. That's when darkness will befall them. So, according to this, the order of the nations of the world is Ria, is seeing, and then that will be followed by Shmia, by listening, which is the Resh, and then the Shin, which is Rosh, that's impoverished. That's an impoverished way of living. Klal Yisrael, on the other hand, we live our lives a life of Shema Yisrael, a life of listening, a life of Shemiyah, and then afterwards will come daylight, which is a time of Riya. So we have the Shin before the Resh, the Shemiyah and then the Riya. That's Sar. And that's what the Chassam Sofer is saying. V'chol asher titan li Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is saying, V'chol asher titan li Rabbi Nishal Olam, no matter what you send my way, no matter how difficult life will be, aser aseranu loch, I will multiply the loch 10 times, meaning I'm going to give everything over to you. I surrender my entire life to you because I know that you know what you're doing. Asra asranu loch, and I'm going to multiply that loch by 10, which is sar, first shmiya and then riya. My life needs to be a life of shmiya. Afterwards, I'll be zoicha to riya. Now, the Bnei Yisrael says, he brings from the Sefer Yetzira, that each month of the year has a function of the body that corresponds to that month. The function of the body that corresponds to the month of Tammuz is Riya, seeing. The function of the body that corresponds to Chodesh Av is Shmiya, is hearing, listening. In the Megala Amukos, so we have the Riya is Chodesh Tammuz, Shmiya is Chodesh Av. In Megala Mukos corresponds each one of the tribes to one of the months. The 12 tribes, 12 months. Chodesh Tammuz corresponds to Reuven, and Chodesh Av to Shimon. So it actually matches very well. Reuven comes from the word Riya. That's why Leah named Reuven, ki ra'a Hashem es ani, Hashem saw my affliction. So Reuven corresponds, the month of Tammuz is both Ria, which is seeing, and Reuven. The month of Av is Shmiya and Shimon. Shimon is named for listening. Ki shama Hashem. Hashem listened, Hashem heard me. So these 2 months, the first letters of Ria and Shmiya, or Reuven and Shimon is Rosh, is Tammuz and Av, are the impoverished months of the year. Those are the months of Avelus. Our Avoda is to reverse them. We have to be Mahapach. We have to reverse these months to Sosan and Simcha. How? By reversing the months. To put Shmiya before Ria. Riya, first Riya and then Shmiya, that's the way the Goyim live. First day and then night. We have to reverse it to be the way we do it, which is first night and then day. It should be first Shmiya and then Riya. That we should live our lives with Amuna Shalema, with the Shema Yisrael, and then we'll be Zeicha to the Riya afterwards. Now, it's very interesting to note that if there's any Avera that one can attribute to Reuven, it would be the Avera of Gili Arayas. Even though Chazal tell us that Kolo Imer Ruvain Chota Eino El Toya, whoever says that Ruvain sinned is mistaken. Nevertheless, there was something, as the Pasuk says, that there was something that went on between Ruvain and Bila. So if there's anything that can be attributed to Ruvain, is Gili Arayas. On the other hand, if there's any Avera that we can attribute to Shimon, it's the Avera of Machlokes. Right? As Yaakov Avinu cursed Shimon, Orer Apom Ki Oz, Shimon was the one that caused Mechiras Yosef. The opposite is also true, meaning that we find that Reuven was perfect in the area of Machlokes. It says that Rashi brings that Leah named him Reuven because Re'u Ma Bein Beni LeBen Chami. Take a look at the difference, said Leah, between my son Reuven and my father-in-law's son Esav. What's the difference? When Yaakov took away the Bechor from Esav, Esav wanted to kill him. Whereas when Yosef took away the Bechor from Reuven, not only did Reuven not kill him, Reuven was one that tried to save him. So when Shimon was causing the Machloikis, Reuven was going out of his way against his own interest to save Yosef. So Reuven was perfect in the area of Machloikis where Shimon suffered. And the area of Gili Arayas, where we find that Reuven, where there was some kind of compromise on Reuven's part, there Shimon was perfect. As we find by the story of Shechem and Dinah, it was Shimon who sacrificed his life and went into the city and murdered the entire city because Kinevala Asabi Yisrael Lishkav Esbas Yaakov V'chein Lo Yeyasa. You don't do such things. A goy with Bas Yaakov. So in the area where Reuven was lacking, there Shimon was perfect. In the area where Shimon was lacking, there Reuven was perfect. And now take a look where the tables are turned. In Parshas Korach, who are the instigators of the Machloikis? Dasan and Aviram from Shevet Reuven. Machloikis to Reuven. What's the Reuven has no shaykhis to Machloikis. Reuven is willing to give up everything to save Yosef. That there shouldn't be Machloikis. Yet, Dasan and Aviram, from his Shevet, are the ones to instigate the Machloikis. And then here in Parshas Pinchas, it's Shevet Shimon that is lacking in the area of Gili Arayas. The area where Shimon was so zealous to go murder an entire city because Shechem took Dinah, now Zimri from Shevet Shimon is committing that same crime. Going against everything that his Avoy stood for. And that's when Pinchas goes in and feeds him his own medicine. He does things Shimon style. And murders Zimri and Cosby. So now we understand why Pinchas was zeichet to the schar, that he received, that he was now connected to his avos and connected to his descendants. Because Zimri, through his act, was breaking himself off of what Shimon stood for. Breaking himself and his future descendants off of what Shimon stood for. Shimon stood for perfection in the area of Gilui Arayos, standing up against it. And Pinchas went in and was meshiv leiv avos al bonav leiv bonav al avosam, put things back the way they were supposed to be. And therefore he was zoichet to Pinchas ben alozam and aharon hakoyen voice loyal zarei achrav briskun azoylam veheshiv leiv avos al bonav leiv bonav al avosam. Pinchas restored the honor and the ideals of Shevet Shimon. It's interesting to note that Reuven, which the Yetzirah of Reuven is in the area of Gilui Arayos, and that same Yetzirah is attributed to Rhea. Attributed to seeing. Ayin lo royev alev chaymet. The whole Yetzirah of Gilui Arayos is only when the eye sees. It's attributed to Rhea. The Yetzirah of Shevet Shimon, which is the Yetzirah of Machloikis, comes about through Shmiah, through listening to Lashon Hara. The tikkun also is connected, because Chazal tell us when it comes to the Yetzirah of Gilui Arayos, Chazal say Barasi Yetzirah Barasi Torah Tavlin. I created the Torah as its antidote. A person is supposed to go look into the Torah Kedoshah. A person is supposed to use their eyes instead of looking at things that they shouldn't. A person should be using their eyes to look into the Torah Kedoshah. And when it comes to the Yetzirah of Shimon, which is the Yetzirah of Machloikis, how does the person overcome that? With the Shema Yisrael. Also with Shmiya. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Remember who runs the world. No one can take anything from you. Don't hate. There's no reason to hate another person. The Rebbein Shalom controls everything. No one can take anything away from you. So when Klal Yisrael saw the Nasi of Shevet Shimon going to do an Avera, so Klal Yisrael knows that when Shimon does an Avera, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to respond? You're supposed to respond with Shema Yisrael. So what was everybody else doing? They were saying Shema Yisrael, Hayukayin HaShema. But Pinchas realized this isn't a Shimon Diga Avera. The Avera Zimri is doing is not a Shimon Diga Avera. This is not Machloikis. This is a Reuven Diga Avera. This is Gilui Arayos. For Gilui Arayos, the answer is not Shema Yisrael. The answer is Rhea. That's why the Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha, Vayar Pinchas. Pinchas saw, says Rashi, Ramayzev Nizkar Halacha. He immediately went to learn Torah. Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. He saw there's a Halacha. Boil Aram is Kanoim Pogim Boy. The time is now, said Pinchas, is not for Shema Yisrael. The time is now for Vayar Pinchas. Now we understand why he's called Zimri is called Nasi base of Lashimoni. He's called the Nasi of the base of for Shevet Shimon, because Shimon is the Nasi, is the Shevet that is attributed to Chodesh Av. He's Nasi base of Lashimoni. And Aravoda, during these days is to see to it that we have the Shmia and the Riya in the right place. That we have the Shema Yisrael to counter any machlokes that might come our way. As we know, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed as a result of Sinas Chinam. That was the Yetzirah of Shimon. That's why Chodesh Av corresponds to Shimon. Chodesh Av, the month of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, corresponds to Shimon, which the Yetzirah of Shimon is machlokes. And to counter that, we need to have the Shema Yisrael to know B'Emunah Shleima that the Rebbeinu Shleim controls the world. We don't understand. That's not important. By us, it's Laila Koydim Ayoyim. We have the night before the day. The day will come when we'll understand everything. And we need to know that when it comes to the Yetzirah of Reuven, the Yetzirah of Gili Arayas, that the way to counter that is with Riya, with looking into the Torah Akdosha. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. And our avoda is to see to it that to reverse these 2 months, that instead of Rosh, instead of first Riya and then Shmiya, it should be Sar. We should be Sorim. First Shmiya, and then Riyah, to know that we don't need to understand, and at the end, we will be Zoyche to understand. So, Deibish to help him, that we should be Zoyche through being Mahapach these 2 months, to have first Shmiah and then the Riyah, that these months will be Nishapach, the Sosan of the Simcha, the Vias Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Bimheiru, Bimheiru.